Chapter 16. As I hit the wet ground, I heard the low, evil laugh again and recognized it. "Moose, scared you big time," he muttered. He helped me to my feet. Even in the fog, I could see the big grin on his face. "Moose, what are you doing out here?" I managed to cry. "I couldn't sleep. I kept hearing weird sounds. I was staring out into the fog, and I saw you. What are you doing out here, Joe? Causing more trouble?" I wiped wet blades of grass from my hands. "I haven't been causing the trouble," I told him. "You've got to believe me. Look, the two lawn gnomes. They're gone." I pointed to the deer. Moose could see that the gnomes weren't standing in their spots. He stared for a long time. "This is a trick, right?" "No, it's for real. I've got to find them." Moose frowned at me. "What did you do? Hide the ugly little creeps? Where are they? Come on, tell me." "I didn't hide them," I insisted. "Tell me," he repeated, leaning over me, bringing his face an inch from mine. "Or suffer the 10 tortures." Moose shoved his huge hands hard against my chest. I fell back and landed in the wet grass again. He thumped down on my stomach and pinned my arms to the ground. "Tell me," Moose insisted. "Tell me where they are." Then he bounced up and down on top of me. "Stop," I gasped. "Stop." He stopped because lights flashed on in both of our houses.
"Oh, wow," I whispered. "We're in major trouble now."
I heard my front door bang open. A second later, Moose's door opened too. We froze.
"Keep quiet," I whispered. "Maybe they won't see us."
"Who's out here?"
my father called.
"What's going on, Jeffrey?"
I heard Mr. McCall shout.
"What's all the noise out here?"
"I don't know," my dad replied. "I thought maybe Joe..."
His voice trailed off.
"We're safe," I thought. "We're hidden by the fog." Then I heard a low click.
The long, thin beam of a flashlight swept across the yard. It settled on Moose and me.
"Joe!"
Dad screamed. "What are you doing out there? Why didn't you answer me?"
"Moose!"
Mr. McCall shouted in a deep, angry voice.
"Get in here! Move it!"
Moose climbed up and raced into his house. I hoisted myself up from the grass for the second time that night and slowly made my way inside. Dad crossed his arms tightly across his chest.
"You woke us up twice tonight, and you're outside in the middle of the night again. What's wrong with you?"
"Listen, Dad, I only went outside because the gnomes are missing."
"Check," I begged. "You'll see." My father glared at me with narrowed eyes.
"These gnome stories are getting out of hand," he snapped. "I've had it. Now go upstairs before I ground you for the entire summer."
"Dad, I'm begging you. I've never been so serious in my life. Please look," I pleaded. "Please, please, please." And then I added, "I'll never ask you for anything else again."
I guess that's what convinced him.
"Okay," he said, sighing wearily. "But if this is another joke..."
My father stepped over to the living room window and peered out into the swirling fog.
"Please let the gnomes still be gone," I prayed silently. "Please let Dad see that I'm telling the truth. Please..."